In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Just have a wonderful seat and pay maximum attention to what I'll be teaching today. Give me the book of Proverbs 23 verse 7. I want us to pay attention to today's teaching, and I believe it's going to be a blessing to us. Topic today is why many Christians fail in their careers. Why many Christians fail in their careers. I know one way most of us might have asked that question: why is it that it seems like unbelievers are doing so much in their business or so much better in life than we that are believers? And he said, it's not like the believers are not doing well, but we always say that, why is it that the unbeliever seems to be doing more? And whenever you see a Christian talking about it, they always be like, what about Bill Gates? What about Steve Jobs? What about Mark Zuckerberg? What about Elon Musk? What about all these men? You say, are they Christians? Most of them are atheists. And yes, they are making so much money. And one thing most Christians don't really understand is that God did not promise that he will make you richer than everyone in the world. One of the promises of God is that he will provide for all your need, which means you won't lack. One of the promises of God is that he will make you not to lack. He will provide for all your need. You see, one of the things is that in your quest for loving, in your quest for wanting money, if you're not careful, you start loving money. And whenever you start loving money, of course, you can't love both God and money. That's why Jesus Christ said you can't love God and love mammon. So you must choose one. So, and the Bible said that if you love God, he will give you all things. The reason why God always wants you to be content is that, do you know that if I give you two plates of food to eat now, if you are above the age of maybe above the age of 18 or 20, if I give you food to eat now, you know, a little child of maybe one year, 2 months, 6 months, 3 months, thereabout, need food for growth. So the more they eat, the more they grow. But at a certain age you will reach, there is no more growth. If you take two plates of food, that extra one plate is actually a waste. But we just enjoy eating that two plate of food because it's sweet. But the body will take the vitamins that it needs. The rest will just be touched and you pull it out as physics. Praise the Lord Jesus. So it's important that we come to this understanding, because most people will always say, unbelievers are succeeding in life. We that we are praying. You see, the mentality is that Christians pray a lot, fast a lot, but they don't think a lot. Some Christians, not all Christians, one of the flaws that we have as Christians is that we pray a lot, we fast a lot, and we don't think a lot. And most of the time, we don't study a lot. And most times, we don't know a lot. And why the unbelievers, they don't pray a lot, they don't fast a lot, like fasting for God, they can starve themselves, but they think a lot. They think a lot. They think on how to become great. A Christian believes that God will make him great without him working hard. The Christian understanding is that if I pray a lot, fast a lot, I'll become great. An unbeliever understanding is if I study a lot, work hard a lot, I will become great. And that is their thinking. Praise the Lord Jesus. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs 28 verse 7, it said, no, King James, give me King James. He said, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh, that means that your thought pattern has a lot to do in your life. Your thought pattern has a lot to do in your life. And if you begin to pay attention to the way you think, it will help you grow. You see, if you don't think rightly, you can't train people rightly. If you don't think rightly, you can't become great rightly. Because a different kind of greatness, praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. So today we'll be looking at believer's thought pattern and an unbeliever thought pattern. You see, while we are growing up, there is a certain way a believer is being taught, a Christian is being taught. An average Christian believes that if he's having issues, if he's having financial issue, he has to do what? Fast and pray. 7 days fasting and 7 days praying in tongues, that money will come. You see, if you fast and pray and you don't work hard, money will stay where it is. You see, God will increase your wisdom, but that money will not come. Even if the money comes, it will be a favor of someone feeding you for a day. But that kind of financial breakthrough will not come. Financial breakthrough does not come by you fasting. Praise the Lord Jesus. It does not come by you praying a lot. No. Financial breakthrough comes by you working hard. Because if it comes by fasting, then what about the unbelievers that don't fast, that they are wealthy and yet they don't do money ritual? Then if it comes about praying, what about the unbelievers that don't pray and yet they have financial freedom? So what your prayer and fasting does to you is that prayer allows you to have access to God's divine provisions. You begin to know what to invest in, when to invest in that. But Christians, even when we pray and fast and God is saying, here is a business, invest in this business, we Christians, our own understanding is that God will send people to bless us. Because in an average Christian have what they call the entitlement mentality. He feels he's entitled to you to help him. Praise the Lord Jesus. You understand? Most Christians believers have been taught that it's prayer and fasting that bring financial blessings. You say, how is business going? We are believing God. You are confessing faith. But you see, if you confess that faith from now to tomorrow and you don't put work, that faith is faithless. The Bible said in the book of James that faith without work is dead. So confessing faith that my business will prosper is beautiful, is a beautiful thing. You are bringing it into alignment. But if you are in your house and your shop is closed and you are confessing that your business will boom, it will not boom. In fact, you will not have the money to pay for the next shop rent. Imagine me now staying in the house and saying, my members will hear the word of God today. Kalabra. And in my room, my members will hear the word of God today. Watchtower Prayer Network will hear the word of God today. You see, you will all gather here, and if I don't come here to deliver this particular message, I will be in my house shouting and you will leave here disappointed. Oh Lord, take my message to their dream as they sleep. The Lord will keep quiet. Why is it that you are able, when you are thirsty for water, you are able to go to a shop to buy pure water or bottled water? Why don't you sit down and fast and pray that God brings the water? Why don't you say that since God was able to feed Elijah, let an angel appear, you would die there. And when you get to heaven, you'll be stupid enough to give God the reason why you died. Was that you are waiting food, just like he fed Elijah, he should feed you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Are we getting blessed? You see, most unbelievers, we are taught right from their beginning about working hard. Why some of us that are Christians, we are taught from our beginning about praying and fasting hard. When there's no food in the house, our father will say, let's go and pray and fast. You see, those fastings are good. You understand? They are good. They help your spiritual being to be able to take things from the spirit. Some Christians are in the spirit very rich, but in the physical very poor. You see, that is why it is dangerous to pray and not hear the voice of God. Because if you are praying, it is beautiful. But if you are not hearing the voice of God, you will not know what God wants you to do after you have received your prayer. You are asking God for a particular blessing. Probably you are praying in tongues, so your understanding is unfruitful. So when God is now speaking back and telling you, you are asking God, Father, I need a business I need to invest in. What business should I go into? What business should I go in? What job should I look for? You are praying and God is speaking. You see, the opportunity for that job will pass you by severally and you will not see it. I heard a story about a man praying and saying, God send helper, Lord Jesus. There was a crisis. He need to move from one. There was a river separating him, so he need to cross over, or else he would die there. He was almost drowning, so he began to pray for God to send helper. Oh Lord, Kala, Jesus help me, Jesus help me. He was not asking God for a helper. He was asking that Jesus should help him. So a man came with a boat and said, "Let me help you come in so that we cross the other side." He said, "No, that he's waiting for someone." That one left, he was praying, Jesus, save me. Jesus, save me. And another man came again with the boat and said, sir, there's only one boat left. Let me just help you. Just hop onto this one. So I will drop you to the other side of the river, or else you might drown here. He said, no, he's waiting for someone. He was praying. The last boat came and said, I'm the last person here. I need to, let me just take you to the other side. He said, Jesus will come. He drowned and died. You see, Jesus came through those three boats. But he didn't realize that it was Jesus. Though he was a Christian praying and fasting, he didn't know when Jesus came. It is the same thing with some Christian praying and fasting, and when the breakthrough comes, they did not see the breakthrough. Because they are waiting for Jesus to come in a human form to provide that thing that they are in need of. When God wants to bless someone, when God wants to bless a man, he will send a man. Because the realm that we are in is the realm of men. To the earth has he given to the sons of men. Not the sons of spiritual beings. To the sons of men. Praise the Lord Jesus. Wherever you're watching from, I don't know if you are getting blessed. I don't know if you are getting blessed there. In order to make it more easier for you, as a Christian, in order to succeed, fellowshipping with God is needed. That has to include with your fasting, with your praying, with your studying, and obeying the Spirit, then working hard. Perfect success. In fact, to make it more easier, it's safe for me to say that in order to be successful in life, in both in your career, in your ministerial life, one thing is being led by the Spirit of God. If you are being led by the Spirit of God, you have what they call complete success. Praise the Lord Jesus. Complete success. Complete what? Success. Complete success. Just be with me. Reasons why many Christians fail in life. The thought pattern of a believer. You see, let me go to the book of 2 Corinthians 10, verse 12. You see, the thought pattern of an average believer is that he will make money through fasting and praying. Praise the Lord Jesus. The thought pattern of an average believer is that through fasting and praying, money will come. His thought pattern. That's the default setting of an average Christian is that through fasting and praying, he will make money. That is the default setting. My leg, they pay me, fast and pray. I had a dream the night, fast and pray. I am hungry, fast and pray. But when you want to drink water, you go to buy water. When you want to bath, why not go to the shower and say, bath me. Oh Lord. Holy Ghost, bath me. Then when you are done, you come out by faith that you have taken your bath. Then you say, Holy Ghost, put your perfume upon me. You do this for like 1 month. You yourself will repent and go back and take your shower. Praise the Lord Jesus. Imagine me now. I just prepared in the morning and I said, Holy Ghost, clothe me. And I assume that the Holy Ghost has clothed me. I now came into here naturally, clothed in faith, but naked in physical. The moment I just say hallelujah, some of you will bring your wrapper and start covering me. Say, man of God, what is happening? My wife will not believe it's me even. And when I say, don't touch me, the Lord has clothed me with his glory. Then I now tell everybody, by faith, remove your clothes and be clothed spiritually. Some of you will say, Daddy has lost it. So why is it that you are able to pick clothes and put on clothes? But when it comes to working hard, you want faith to do the hard work. So you only speak without action. You see, those words you have sent will remain there without being fulfilled. I don't know if someone is getting blessed. And most Christians have this thought pattern that they can't succeed. Comparison. Open the scripture I told you about. Most Christians have this thought pattern. Their thought pattern is that they have this comparison that they can't succeed. And the Bible said that those who compare themselves to themselves are not wise. It said, for we dare not make ourselves of the numbers of compare ourselves with some that see what's happening. Give me NLT here. I'm still going to come back to here. So, okay, no, just leave this one. Let me show something. It said, for we dare not make ourselves of the numbers or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measure themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, they are not wise. Now, give me NLT. NLT makes it more easy. Say, oh, don't worry. We wouldn't dare say that we are as wonderful as those other men who tell you how important they are. But they are only comparing themselves with each other, using themselves as a standard of measurement. He said, these men are not wise. This is Brother Nonso. He's a keyboardist. This is Brother Emmanuel. By the grace of God, he's a prophet and a teacher. If I start comparing myself, I begin to limit myself, because the Lord has poured an oil of the prophetic upon my life, and the Lord has poured the oil of a mistral upon his life. So if I begin to compare myself with him, I begin to limit the glory of God upon my life, and the best I can be is the second best of him, because I am out of my shoes. I am trying to fit in a shoe that was never mine. I was never ordained to fit in that shoe. You come to Facebook, you see some couple, every time they are always on Facebook doing one funny video. And when they are doing that funny video, you are liking it. He look at the wife and say, you are beautiful. The wife say, my honey husband, I love you. Honey mo, sweetheart mo. They peck each other and they smile. Do you know that those people might be quarreling? They are only doing it for the show, so that they will have content. The moment the video ends, you hear, ahem, please clean here, I beg. And most of us have weighed our marriage, weighed our business based on what we see on social media. A young man comes out now and flashes a phone, iPhone 13 or iPhone 15. Flashes it on the camera and it's like, God win. Or whatever, maybe blessings of God follow me. Or the power of God, the Lord has located me. Or divine helper has found me. The Lord has opened up breakthrough. Season of Esma celebration has started. You hear some kind of slangs, and that phone might be borrowed. And because of a borrowed phone, you come back home, and you are upset with your father. Say, Father, why, Daddy, why didn't you make it? If I'm your father, I'll ask you, why haven't you made it? You see, men will come and buy car for their wives and make a surprise and they video it. And the woman that knows the husband cannot afford a car is somewhere being depressed. And you never can tell that your family is more blessed than that one you are seeing there. But because you are seeing a car that is packaged in red cover and they posted, I love you so much, my darling, you're my heartbeat. That man might be impotent, you're not even aware, and your husband might be potent. Then you begin to admire. Hey, I love this woman. Look at the car they bought for her. Look at the car. That woman might be an Oscar patient. That car might be a consolation prize to reduce the BP in her life. But you are naturally okay, no BP problem. But you are comparing that somebody has a car and you don't have a car. All that glitters are not gold. One of the problems Christians have is comparison. And the Bible said that those that compare themselves to themselves are not wise. Some people go to Facebook to see people's life, and they try to emulate the life. You see a woman dressed in a certain way, you just want to emulate her life. Some people now, about 80% of people on this earth are not living their life. They are living a borrowed life. A life that they have seen on social media, they emulate it and want to become it. You're a copycat. He says, she is my role model. If it is not about Jesus Christ, to hell with that role model. You're a Christian. Beyonce is your role model. You need deliverance. I'm not speaking about Beyonce. I'm giving you an instance. Just like you're a Christian, you say Lucifer is your role model. How do we explain it? And Jesus, and Paul says something, say, imitate me as I imitate Jesus. We know who they are imitating. The one that is your role model, Kalame Elo, who is he or she imitating? Shaka Mele Eluka Pele Tete Pele. Christians. The second thing that makes Christians to fail in their career in life is that most believers don't really obey the word of God. You see, they pray and they fast, but they don't obey the word. You know, you can be a Christian that fast for 40 days. Pray, if they call about prayer warriors, you can stand and pray in tongues like a lion. You will roar that even the animals will be wondering who is speaking. Your thoughts will come out in capital letter. Quack, 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 quack. When you are speaking, people's phones are vibrating. And people are saying, oh, this man is deep. But when we see you at the motor park, we saw you telling someone, I will remove my garment of Christianity and kick you out of here. What? Who is speaking? That was the same brother. You tell people, give to God what belongs to God and give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Your own understanding of Caesar is that if you eat your kaya si kitaya kala mela kusaka. You're a Christian, you're telling someone, remember I was once mad, don't allow me to bring my madness upon you. So you are carrying your old nature walking around. We have Christians that they pray a lot, they pray in tongues, but they don't obey the word of the Father. Some Christians, when you see them at home, you'll be ashamed of them being a Christian. Some of them might even be elders in the church. How do we explain that a Christian finished after receiving Jesus, crying to Jesus, singing in the glory of the Father? That same night he booked a hotel with a damsel. How do we explain it? Some Christians are poor not because God does not want them to be great, but because they don't obey the word of God. The Bible said that we shall lend to nations. Some Christians have the borrowing mentality. They come on Facebook and social media and say, urgent 2K. It's a man of God, things are very hard for me. Me and my children have not eaten since yesterday. And you're wondering, why can't you sell the phone you're using to chat with me? Your phone still have data. Hunger never come. If hunger come, you won't have data to chat. I've seen it. Brother Edward has encountered some of them through the contact us department. Man of God, I'm stranded now. All I need is 1K. I believe the phone that can do WhatsApp is more than 1K. Abi, any phone that can do WhatsApp should be more than 1K. If your phone has to buy, it should be from at least 15,000 and above. So if you really need urgent 1K for you and your children, and one was even bold enough to tell me that the reason why she can't sell her phone is because that if she sells the phone, what else will she use to ask for people help? So she had the borrowing mentality instead of the lending mentality. Some Christians believe that they need help always. And you know, the funny thing is that they think they are entitled to that help. You dash someone 1,000, be like, 1,000 naira. I mean, you are not owing him. Have you seen beggars who give money? They look at it. They 15. Look at it. You give, they look at it. I heard that some beggars no longer collect 20 naira. Oh, they don't collect 15 naira now. Some don't collect 15 naira. A soldier man, I was with mommy. A soldier man did us hand to find something for him. We gave him how much? Was it 100 naira? And he was like, he's bigger than 100 naira. And you are begging it. You are begging. It's only in Nigeria that beggars have choice. That is one of the mentality that Christians have. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy 28, go to Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28, verse 12, please. He said, the Lord will send rain at the proper time, for his rich treasury is in the heavens, and will bless all the works you do. You will lend. As a Christian, the Bible said you will do what? You will lend. To what? He didn't say to people. He said to nations. He said, but you will never need to borrow from them. If a Christian can change his mentality into believing that he ought to lend to people, the Bible says, blessed is the one that giveth than the one that receiveth. If a Christian can change his mentality to understand that men ought to borrow from him, he will think deeper. Have you seen a Christian begging you and say, remember, better is the one that giveth than the one that taketh. So you are more blessed to give me. I'm not telling you what I don't know. I'm telling you what I've seen and experienced. Praise the Lord Jesus. So if they are obeying the word of God, if Christians are not just praying and fasting, but praying and fasting and studying the word and allowing the word to intentionally change us, we will be lenders to nations and not borrowers. Now, am I saying that there is something wrong to borrow from somebody? No. But when your thought pattern has been conformed to constantly wanting to demand borrow, you won't grow. Praise the Lord Jesus. If your thought pattern has been conformed to wanting to always borrow, you can't grow. And you will fail in your career. There are some people, I'm telling you. For the fact that you see Chisom eating chicken does not mean you will eat chicken. You don't know how much salary Chisom is receiving. But because Chisom is eating chicken, you have to eat chicken. That chicken is 4-5. So Chisom buys 4-5, you buy 4-5. Chisom's salary can be 100,000 a month. Your salary might be 20,000. Follow him and buy chicken 5 times. You are the one in debt. You are owing the chicken woman. Some of you are even owing MTN. Go and pay your debt in Jesus' name. Some of you now, let me send you the recharge card on your MTN. No. Daddy, don't send. They will take it. Why will they take it? I'm owing them money. Give me your phone number. Daddy, what do you want to do? I want to send you a card. Ha, Daddy, no. Hey, I borrowed money since last week from MTN. MTN is owing you. So as you are eating a plate of food, you are owing a whole network provider. Some people arguing. They just say, ha, Ewelega. 100 naira nti, no, and they are naligomie. And finally, we can borrow also. That is the mentality that we have built upon our life. And that mentality is to borrow. Praise the Lord Jesus. There's nothing wrong in you going to a bank and you have a business idea. And you ask the bank to give you a loan so that you can fund your business idea. There's nothing wrong. But most people borrow to eat, to feed their belly. You don't borrow to eat. You borrow to invest. If you eat it, how do you pay back? But when you invest it, there is a tendency of you paying back and feeding yourself. The Bible said, look at what he said. He said, you will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. You will never need to borrow from them. So if God said I have to borrow to people in many nations, it means that I must conform my thinking pattern into knowing that I am the vessel that will bless people. Praise the Lord Jesus. I don't know if someone is getting blessed there. Carry this mindset always. Carry this thought pattern that you are meant to be a blessing to people. They have this mentality that I deserve to be given. An average Christian. I deserve to be given. Lamarako Sakalibra. Do you know some people are even comparing themselves to beggars? say, can you imagine? Do you know that a beggar, an average beggar, goes on with 5,000 naira? So they are considering to actually deform themselves to beg. No, we know that some of these beggars have houses. They are built houses. Some of them have keke running. We know. We are not saying you should stop giving them. Keep giving them. The Lord said that beggars you always have around you. It's fine. Keep giving them. It's fine. Give them. But some people are saying, do you know, imagine how many cars that pass in Oka. At least 2,000 cars pass in Oka this road every single day. If out of them, let's assume 50%. Okay, let's assume 30%. Give them 20 naira. 20 naira times 30. Oga. Oga. Comparing yourself to a beggar. And then they begin to say, this kind of business is good though. And the next time you have one small issue in the eye, the next thing you put solo tape, you are now begging. Haven't you seen people that come to beg? They can walk. They have hands. They have eyes. Why are you begging? You are looking to find deformity. There's nothing. Then some of them will now dress like madmen so that you pity for them. They saw a guy in a make him bless you. I'm not saying you should not help beggars. Get my point. That some Christians have come to that point of wanting to beg. They have that mentality. Not all Christians. I don't know if you are learning from what I'm saying. We must change that mentality that we have built around ourselves. The reason why some Christians have the mentality of always borrowing is when they don't have a particular work that they're doing. You don't blame them, because if you don't have a particular thing, now I know Nigeria is difficult. Honestly, I know. But I know Nigeria is difficult. But I always tell people, see, there is job. It's just that the job you might find might not be the one you like. You understand? It's only in Nigeria you see someone that did medical science doing pure water business or banking work. You know why he's doing it? If he loves medical thing, if he wanted to be a medical doctor, but because of difficulties, he's doing that banking job or whatever other job just for a while. That's why you go to people that a customer care. You go to someone, customer care is supposed to be someone that maybe has studied mass communication. Yes, they might have studied social interaction, social whatever. There's a course called social something. I'm trying to pick it up. There is in that mass comm, there's a subject, sociology. Okay, that's the department of the server, sociology. And you see someone that did medical science doing customer care. When you come, they don't know how to interact with you. They look at you like they want to do you surgery. They look at you, you are coming, you are the one greeting the customer care. Good morning, ma. And he looks at you, he says, really? I'm the customer here. You should be greeting me. But I now come and I greet you, and instead of you to now say, oh, sorry, good morning to you, how was your day? I was busy. You now answer me, what can I do for you? Then I now try to come and now say, sir, I need to know where to get for. He say, do you bank here? He say, yes. Say, how long do you have an account here? I said, 3 years. Say, I don't know where to get bank form. It's your job as the customer care. Even if I don't know, you must provide for me. There's some of them, you come, they are pressing their phone. They are depressed. He studied medicine. He's doing customer care. His imagination was being a boss. Now he's serving. And there are real mass com somewhere waiting to get that job. Then you see people that study mass communication doing pharmacy. They have good interaction, but they can't give you good drugs. Everything is Panadol. Malaria, Panadol. Leg pain, Panadol. Fever, Panadol. Then the highest level, if it's too much for them, they give you chloroquine. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Let's look at the book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Most Christians spend all their time praying. Now, there's nothing wrong with praying. There's nothing wrong with fasting. But if you are praying and fasting and not working hard,
you won't amount to much on this earth realm. You might be strong in the spirit, but you won't amount much to this earth realm. He says, study this book of the instruction. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night. This is what he said. He said, how many? When? Day and night. In the afternoon, go and walk. Your own, you are meditating from morning till night. You don't have a job. Then when you, that is the reason why some people are frustrated, even as men of God. Because some members are very wicked people. They might be crippled. You pray for them, they start walking. When they want to give testimony, they go to another church that is bigger than your church and give testimony. Then when they come to you, they say, man of God, let me send you the church card. 500 church card. A cripple. Then they will go to a church and give cow. Then one day when they come, you say, okay, if I want to pray for you. That's why you see people charging 20,000 for prayer line. Because after you receive your healing, you won't come back. Do you know why they are frustrated like that? Because they give in to just praying and fasting. There's no any other place that there is work. If the Lord say, my son, I'm calling you, don't do any other work, I will provide for your need. God will provide it. But not everyone is called to leave other businesses and go into ministry. There's some person that God gave you the grace to run ministry and run business. But the most important thing, don't ever allow the business to have more time than the ministry. Peter had something doing. Was a fisherman when Jesus called him. And when they were with Jesus, they were being fed by the grace upon Jesus. Who are you with? He said, meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything. He said, meditate day and night. That is like morning and night. Give me King James, please. Praise the Lord Jesus. So most Christians have this ideology. They work hard. They work hard. They pray. They fast. Proverbs 14:23. They fast and pray. They do everything possible. They are fasting and they are praying. But yet they don't work. Some of them have work. They don't give time to their business. You come to a Christian shop. That Christian is the most rude person in the whole place. A Muslim, you come to his shop. They welcome you. They give you water, they entertain you, they crack joke with you. You come to a Christian shop, he's looking whether you are wearing two rings, so he will call you a demon. If you wear a ring, he say, oh, I'm the upgrade. And madam, no, just sit down here. Some Christians are afraid to give customers chair in their shop to sit. Everybody's a suspect for them. A Christian is David Sinichor. What do you say you want? Rapper. Is it this one? Because he's looking at you as a suspect. And you, where you are coming to buy, you are feeling at ease. You are feeling on ease. Because that one is a prayer warrior, but doesn't know anything about working hard. I'm going to teach you about what it means when I'm saying work hard, what it means. He said in all... give me NLT, please. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to read to verse 24. Bro, it said, work brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty. All Christians should learn to work. One of the reasons most Christians are poor is because they don't have good attitude. You know, attitude, have a good attitude, you learn it. You learn to have a good attitude. You learn it. You know, there are some people that they went to school and spent maybe 4 to 5 years or for 7 years. What they are studying there, what they call this called psychology. You spend about 3 to 4 years studying psychology, but psychology now. 4 years studying psychology. You know what you are trying? Do you know what psychology is all about? Understanding how people think. There are some Christians that don't care how you think. Rude. Have you seen a Christian that doesn't put perfume? You've seen them, some of them, but. How do you want someone to do business with you? You say, no, those are artificial things. You have to come natural. That is why your business has been natural. The same way it was in the beginning, how it is. And to the end of time, it will be like that. You see some people that are fasting, they don't brush. And they will be speaking to you, they'll be so close to you. Okay, you should know, okay. Work brings profit, but more talk leads to poverty. Work brings profit, but more talk leads to poverty. Talk too much, they do very little. Give me the next verse. Wealth is a crown for the wise. To be wise, you must be a great thinker. I'm coming to these scriptures. I'm coming. Just keep these scriptures. I'm coming to it. Go to Proverbs 10 verse 4, please. Proverbs 10 verse 4. Lazy people are soon poor. Hard workers get rich. So if you're a Christian and you're watching me around the world and you are lazy, just be very certain that you will be poor in life. Am I saying you should not pray? Am I saying you should not fast? No. But follow me. I will show you more. Now, verse 4. Number 4. Most Christians are not creative thinkers. Why many Christians fail in their career? Most Christians are not creative thinkers. Does that make sense? One thing is to think. One thing is to be creative. You know, someone that gossip thinks. You know. You know, to gossip, you have to have a very fast memory of thinking. Have you ever wondered when you are gossiping, you are lying, the line is just flowing so smooth. And even at the point, you are wondering, Kai, boy. Boga, was I be lying? Ha-ha. But this guy believed this whole story. Have you ever lied to someone that you are shocked on how accurate you are lying? The moment they ask you, you have something to reply. Have you ever? Come on now, where are they? Raise up your hand in Jesus' name. Yeah, one, two. You have ever lied and you never lie and you are shocked on your lie. You are. Hey, there was a day I lied there when I was in the world. Lie. My lie. If I lie give you, it will take the grace of God for you to find out. Because my lie, you see, some people lie and forget. My lie has season. I remember the last season I lied. What I lied to you last, I remembered it. And when I'm talking, I'll just chip in that lie. So that I will keep lying it, you will start believing the lie is true. Because I have a very strict dad, a loving father, loving. But when it comes to giving money, very strict. So if the lie is not strong enough, you can't receive anything. And the lie must have branches, which means that it can connote to someone. That is John Chisom now. Chisom was aware now. Chisom, we even make phone calls and call the person. Excuse me, sir. So, see, there was a day they said this, and even the son that was not prepared will fall a victim. The lie was the spirit of lie. A time came that I was good in this lie. When not like I lie everywhere I'm going, you know. Like I'm telling you about a particular time I was just. There was a time that I started telling what they call it, stories at night in the village. They'll call me to tell stories because I used to read tortoise stories a lot. So everybody would gather in the parlor and they would say, I should tell them stories. Someday when I'm done, I would say, I don't have any other story. They say, just lie. And I will be lying. They will be believing it and laughing. They know it's a lie, but they like the lie. Weird. And now the Lord has called me to preach truth. So the first thing he has to do is to change my tongue. Praise the Lord Jesus. He said, lazy people are soon poor. One of the problems we have as Christians is that most Christians are not creative thinkers. They are not creative in thinking. You see a shop, you come to your area, in your house area, your area where you are living. Two persons have a provision store there. And the only idea, the only thing your mind could think is to open another provision store there. Lazy thinking. What is the... Do you know one thing? Most Christians don't ask themselves a question. When you come to a community, one of the questions you must ask is, what is the challenge of this community? As an entrepreneur, that was what we studied. What is the challenge? What is the problem people are facing here? And how can I provide a solution to it? Then you find what is not available there and you start doing it. Only then will you excel. But people are not creative. Most Christians are not creative thinkers. If a Christian is sitting down now and that lizard that looks like snake pass in the shop, pass again, that thing is a demon now. You will stand up and hope I rebuke you. Some of you people think war gecko is a demon too. How many of you are banding war gecko? Sometimes even if ants line up and they are going somewhere, you start saying, Fanaga meeting. May the Lord give you understanding in Jesus' name. So most Christians are not creative thinkers. They're not creative. We don't think. We don't make use of our thinking faculty. You see, the same way you are able to meditate on the Word of God, a Christian must create time to meditate in his life. But in your meditation, let it be guided by the thought of God. Let's go to Philippians. Philippians 4 verse 8. I'm not saying you should start thinking of evil thing, start thinking of demonic thing. The Bible gave us what to think of. He said, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true, not lies. What is true? Does God want you to prosper? Yes. Fix your mind on it that God wants you to prosper. On an honorable, does God want you to do people? No. So, this thing alone can give you a business idea. So, number one thing is that God wants you to succeed. What is true? That God wants you to prosper. God wants you to succeed. Is God going to be with you? Yes, He said He will. Then, an honorable, that means whatever I have to do must not be stealing. It's out of it. So, whatever business I'm doing, I have to be honorable in it. There must be honor for the things of God in it. Then, the second thing, and right. It must be right in the eyes of God. Does that make sense? And pure. This is what they say you should meditate on. So when you are meditating on your thoughts, when you are being creative in your thinking, you must be finding solutions in your mind. And these things should guide you. And lovely. And admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. He said meditate on them. The Bible never said you should not meditate on your business. Dangote is still thinking on how to expand his business. He's still thinking on the right workers to put in the right branches. You must be creative thinkers. As a Christian, if you must succeed in your life, in career, you must think. And when you are thinking, you must balance it. But let your thinking not affect your Christian faith. Balance is needed. Balance. Say balance is needed. Ecclesiastic 3 verse 1 to 8. Balance is needed. There is a time to laugh, a time to pray, a time to fast, a time to live, a time to die, a time to work hard, a time to plant, a time to harvest. For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under the heaven. But you see, one of the problems that we Christians have is that we don't know there is a time for everything. So all our time goes into fasting and praying. It is not bad to fast and pray. I want you to get the point I'm saying here. While you are fasting and praying, be also working hard. These two things work together. You have a business. While you are fasting and praying,
Learn to meditate on the business, on how the growth of the business will happen. Let's use an average shop. Okay, let me use my mom for a case study. Someone I've been with for a very long time, and I've seen her do business. When my mom wanted to start her business, after my dad built the house, my dad brought out a very little store there. So my mom was given the store. Then my dad gave her a capital of 50,000. Now we know the 50,000 was not able to do anything. So what she did was that she didn't buy wine, she bought biscuits. That time pure water was 5 naira and biscuit was about, I think, 18 naira or so. What was running down was that cabin biscuit. I don't think there was yale then. The sweet we are 2 5 naira. Then we also have to sell that water that when you pour water inside the thing and tie it, you pour water inside nylon and tie it and sell, and people buy it. So those ones are the ones made at home. Those ones, whatever money that comes for that one was meant to support the business. So when you come to our shop, you won't know it's a shop of 50,000 naira. There was no fridge, but the whole shop looked filled up. In as much as we are stealing some biscuit and eating, but I don't know how God was multiplying the whole thing. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm telling you the truth now. Abi, you never go for pot kole meat. Eh?
Yes, sir.
You know do I'm too? Ha! Ah, wow. So when junior then begin the door, you don't go know yourself. Don't let me go to catch them. Praise the Lord Jesus. So she began. But some of you have just 50,000. Instead of buying something that will fill your shop, you go and buy wine, 50,000. Then if you come to your shop, everywhere is empty. You're not thinking. So, and whenever I know something, whenever the shop is filled up, when people come and they ask for what she doesn't have, she say, she will get it next time she's going to market. Then when she sells, she will tell you to come tomorrow that it will be available tomorrow. Then when you come that tomorrow, before you come that tomorrow, she will go in the morning with the money she has sold and buy that thing. Then keep. Then when you come, she will now give you. Say that this is the only one that is left. What she was doing was providing for your need. When people come and say, sweet. First person, sweet. A particular kind of sweet. Then whenever she sells any little change, she will use it to buy that particular sweet that people are looking for. Marketing. Are you seeing? She's not waiting for her first sale to end to buy those ones. When three persons come and ask for a particular kind of drink, what she does that whenever she sells a little amount of money, that time 1,000 is quite good, some good cash. So she will now go and use it and buy those things and keep. Some of us, the reason why we don't have money is not just because of our praying and fasting, is that we don't know how to run businesses. Some of us is because we are greedy. Greed has killed so many Christians. I don't know if I'm breaking some people's heart. Sometimes we give in so much time to so many other things that we don't give time for prayer. We don't give time for working hard. You see a Christian, an average Christian, a full-grown Christian at the age of 30, 35. Sir, what do you do for a living? I know I have the calling of God upon my life. Sir, that's not what we're talking about. Sir, what do you do for a living? You know, after the Lord called me, sir, I mean, like, what job do you do? When the Lord appeared to me in a vision, sir, like, where do you work? I'm still believing God. The Lord is going to show me a place. You know, after the calling of, they can't identify. If God will bless me with 5 million, God, there's this business I will put my money. Sir, I am willing to give you 5 million naira now. What is the name of the business you invest? You are meeting me suddenly. You know, sir, I need to plan. You don't even have a plan. If we call people now, in the church now, and say, I'm going to give you 5 million naira. What business will you start? They don't even know where to get shop. They don't have a location of where they can get shop. They don't even know the average price of renting a shop in Accra. They don't have statistics. They're not planned. When you fail to plan, you plan to fail. When there's an absent point of you planning, then there is a present point of you failing. You don't have a plan to succeed, you will fail. And they say the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. The rich are thinking. The poor aren't thinking. They are gossiping. They gossip about the rich that makes the rich to get richer. If you stop gossiping about the rich and start thinking the way the rich think, you start getting richer, then others will gossip about you so that you get richer. I was speaking to a lady one time. I said, I was like, I like you always, the way you always dress, like, you're not into fashion. She said, oh, I'm into fashion. I'm like, but do you have a business now? She said, no, I'm still working. I said, well, I said, I'm saving money. She said that she's want to save a particular amount of money, that she has a place she wants to start a business. She wants to sell baby wears. I said, is that why you are always dressed? You see, whenever they dress, you always know she's always combining certain kind of dressing. So you know that this person is not just wearing clothes for just, she's branding herself. So she already knows the amount of money she's trying to raise. And she knows how many years it will take her to raise it. So she has seen that her salary might be 1,000 naira today. So she has made provision from that salary that is 1,000. So because of that, she's living with her family. She has the money to afford living somewhere else. And being a big girl, you know, that's the quote, what we understand as a big girl. But she loses that right. She removes, deprives herself of that privilege, and she stays at home with her mom so that she can be saying, mommy, thank you, ma. And she's contributing little to her own. At least she doesn't have to pay for house rent. So whatever house rent that is coming is being saved for the business she will open in future. But you now, if they give you 1 million, the first thing you are thinking about is an apartment of 500,000. Then you now rent a shop 250. Then your ungwafia will be 250,000. Then the next thing, you can't afford to pay for the shop rent. Then you now leave the shop. Then you can't afford to pay for the house rent for the next day. You now go back to your village. Some of you, your thought is that the moment 2 million naira comes to your account now, you get a Camry of 800,000 naira. Then you have 1.2 million. Are you seeing how some people think? You can't grow rich in that way. You can't grow rich in that way. I understand the economy of Nigeria is not favorable. But even in that tight economy, there are people that are making it. And as a Christian, you have a greater advantage because you have the Holy Ghost in you. I don't know if I'm hurting some feelings there. It's only a Christian family. You just come into a Christian family that are 10 children. You ask the sir, how do you plan to train them? Chisoba is going to stay with that daughter, one of our uncle. Chinedu here, once he get to the age of 6, I'm standing. You are burning children to loan them out. You are giving birth to children so that you can loan them out. What if God wanted you to give birth to just 2? So that means God will not train only 2. The remaining 5. Imagine he. Praise the Lord Jesus. The Bible says, for everything, there is a season, a time for every activity under the sun. There is a time for you to think as a Christian. Think about your career. Think about your life. There's a time for you to make. You see, if you plan yourself, it will help you. 6 o'clock, I'm praying. 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, I'm praying. So 7 o'clock, I'm done praying. Then I have from 8 o'clock, from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. To do a particular thing, maybe take my breakfast or whatever. Then from 8 o'clock to about 10 o'clock, I should be heading to my office. Then 10 o'clock sharp, I should be in the office. If your office open by 10, if it open by 8, you replan. So 9 o'clock, you should be in your workplace. And your workplace closes by 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, whatever you're doing, you're rounding up. Your break time is by 2. So that's what you plan to do with your break time. Of course, you can't be eating for 1 hour. Even dogs don't eat for 1 hour. But the thing is that you, because it's your break time, you will eat. Some people eat for 1 hour.
You don't see ladies? Mm-hmm. Sister Nkechi. Listen, hey, boss, 1 hour. And then when the time is up, you start listening. They don't plan themselves. There are some things that you need to sacrifice now to be greater tomorrow. There are some friendship that you need to crucify now to be greater tomorrow. Because that friendship you have now will make you poor tomorrow. Man of God, I want to go into business. How many business books have you studied? Have you read books on relationship? Not boy and girlfriend relationship. On business relationship. None. When customer come, you can't keep one. When they come today, don't come back tomorrow because you don't have business relationship. How many books have you read on management? You think it's only spiritual books you read? There are books like management that helps in your business. How many have you read? We must train Christians and raise Christians that are balanced in life. Praise the Lord Jesus. Even Jesus was so balanced. Luke 2 verse 52. Luke chapter 2 verse 52. Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with what? God and all the people. Balanced. Balanced. Balance is needed as a Christian. Make out time for your fellowship. Make out time for meditating on the word of God. Make out time for your business. If you don't have a particular business now, start thinking of what God wants you to do in future. Everyone is not called to be in the fivefold ministry, to be in the altar preaching. Some people are called to pioneer the kingdom through finance. We have business ministers. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? One of the questions most Christians don't know. I'm telling you, I've met Christians and I ask them questions. Where do you see yourself in the next 3 years? They don't have a clue. They don't even know what I'm talking about. We come to church and we pray in tongues. And the man of God declares open door. And we don't have a job. Where is the open door coming from? I pray that your hands, the Lord will prosper your hand. And you don't have any work. Where will the prosperity come? It will hang in the air. The Lord will bless your feet. Wherever you are going, you will find favor. 2 days you locked yourself inside house. Favor will come and locate you in that house. Whatever you touch your hand, may it prosper in the name of Jesus. You don't have a work. It can't prosper. Where will it come from? Once again, I told you, I know that Nigeria is not funny. But let me tell you, if you can sell pure water, sell pure water. God can lift you through pure water. I heard the story about the woman that sells puff puff in Lagos. Through that same pop-up, she sent all her children to school. Through that same pop-up, she built houses. In your area, there might be nobody selling cold pure water. You might be the only one selling cold pure water. Pure water now is how much? 20 naira, ba? As of 2 days ago. 20 naira now in Oka. The thing is that you have pride. How would it be that I'm selling pure water? How would it be that you are borrowing? You don't think of that one. You are too big to sell pure water. You are too big for God to even lift you up. I don't know if someone is listening to what I'm saying. There are some things that we need to think of. Sorry. In this area, hi. They have a provision store, but and they don't always have cold drink here. Hi, how much do I have? I have 50,000. I can do something. I don't need a shop. In front of my house, in front of our gate, I just get an umbrella and that round table. 10,000 will cover up for me now. Just one chair now. And get that big umbrella with the big. Then let me just get the cooler.
Can get the cooler now. 7,000-8,000. Get some big cooler. Then I'll buy ice. Oh, Mama Chiedu get freezer. Make I beg her. I will pour water. They put water for leather. Then just they put that for your house. Then you now get bottled water packed in your cooler. Then you bring ice, you cover it. Business has started. You're a CEO, chief executive officer. You start small. You buy the ever water or whatever kind of water. You buy it for maybe 100 naira. You buy it for maybe 80 naira. You sell for 100. You start small. Through that little business you start, God will touch the heart of men. When they come and the pure water, the water you are selling is maybe 100 naira, they will dash you extra 100 naira. Some will come and say, ah, madam, you are trying, you know. Oh, brother, you are trying. Hey, yeah. You didn't even go and join all these Aboro boys. Look at how you are dressed. Still selling this thing. Ah, I like your humility. Take 10,000. You keep expanding. The prophecy of the man of God over your life will start taking effect, because he said that the Lord said, I will bless the works of your hand. The reason why God has not blessed many Christians is that God have not seen the works of their hands. And God is saying, why are you saying that I'm not blessing these people, Mecca? Why are you saying I'm not blessing these people, Salman? Why is I'm not blessing these people at the Aromen? Why is I'm not blessing these people? Why are you saying I'm not blessing these people? I'm blessing them. I don't see works on their hands. Start small. And let it be that God is unfaithful, which I know He's always faithful. Let it be that He's unfaithful to rise that business. But can you just faithfully play your own part? Can you faithfully play what? Your own part. Because I'm telling you something now. You must go out there and conquer. You must go out there and conquer. Ah, the only money I have is 20,000 naira. See, it is in your eyes that it looks too small. Not when you carry the grace of God. Let me tell you, when you carry the grace of God, you see, all you need is a jar of oil. God does the multiplication. You don't need to have a whole butter of oil. A jar of oil. And as you start small, the Lord will keep multiplying it. The problem is that when people look, they don't know what to bless you with. You're going back for Christmas, and your uncle came and said, Cynthia, how are you? Fine. Oh, wow, Cynthia, I like your hair. Nice hair. Do you sell hair? He said, No, uncle, I don't sell. Okay. So what do you do? Nigeria, things are hard. That is not the question. Nigeria was never in the contest. Why are you bringing Nigeria? You know what the uncle would do? You would not say, yes, things are very hard. The moment your uncle said things are very hard with you, he can't support you again, though. Because if you tell him, uncle, I need money, you say, me and you, they say, how Nigeria day. But, you don't have a business, but you have an idea. Uncle, I have an idea. My plan now is that I have a friend that sells human hair. I just plan to, if I can get someone that can be in abroad, just importing for me, I sell back, I return the person's money. And the uncle will say, how much do you need to start with? Uncle, my budget is roughly about 300,000. It's a small money. 300,000, I cannot do it now. Uncle, I want to start small, though. I don't want to collect 1 million naira and later I'll find it hard to pay for the person. Let me start small. If the business is booming, then I'll venture into it. So, I have a friend. I'll give you the contact. There was something mommy started selling that time, back then when she was in school. There was this cap that mommy started selling. Me and mommy invested in this cap. Ha! Money was coming. Mommy was eating it. mommy brought one particular kind of design. She was still in school then. We are still looking at each other. She was still in school. Mommy brought the cap. She was selling. And people were buying. Mommy told me, I said, mommy, this business is good though. Turn up. Mommy, you buy it 200. I said 500. I'll be how much again? How much do you buy it? How much? Oh, okay. So you not spoil the business. Okay. Okay, let me not tell you. So that when mommy tell you now, if mommy starts selling it now, you now come and say, I know I'm keeping it in our church. So, mommy was buying it roughly
probably maybe about maybe 500, selling about 1,000. So she was making double whatever she was selling it, and people were buying. And I brought my own investment to invest. Want me to add the capital too? When I say, where's my money now? I don't chop the money. You know, the money don't go. You know, don't chop up, man. They for that junction. Don't chop up for that junction. When I look at mommy, he's running a very bigger business now. Praise the Lord Jesus. So it's important to have plans. So she, while she was in school, she was selling those things. She was making money. There are people, you heard about the lady. You see, I'm teaching you here. It's not every time you call, we tell you, and the Moses and Moses, this is it. This is what you learn in church. You have to learn how to grow, because all of you ought to grow. 2022 will be one of the greatest things in your entire life ever. One of, didn't mean that is the only, one of the greatest things. I heard about the Unizik girl that started selling, was it coffee? At school gate. From there, she opened other branches. School. Now she has a shop. One other one started selling, was it meat pie? She would do meat pie and carry it inside school. While her in the class, she would come with the meat pie in the class. Before the lecture ends, before school closes, she has sold the whole meat pie. Her fellow girls, the people that were feeling they were classy, were insulting her while selling meat pie. Now she has two shops. And those people might be looking for jobs. May God help her to employ them in that shop. Amen. You see, she was not concerned about what they are thinking of now. You saw the young man that finished job and didn't have a work. He dresses, he put on suit and sells bottled water. You saw the picture in Lagos. He wears suit to sell bottled water. Wears suits to sell bottled water. And now he's even on BBC News, Igbo. You, who serve you? Even your Facebook, if you comment, if you post, nobody, even your comment, nobody like her. Your post, people are quick to slide it, because in their life, you are not useful. That boy went it. When he was dressing, he put on suits and carried things, people will be mocking him. And now he has gotten people that found his business. You don't want to start small, you want to start big. Your plan is to take 10 million now. That 10 million will swallow you. If you can't manage 20,000, you can't manage 10 million. It's bigger than you. It's when you... Do you know, I tell people this. One day, some people were asking for money. I was honest. I told them that if I have 14 million naira now, I don't know what to do with it. Some people thought I was just being modest. But it's the truth. If I was giving 40 million then, I don't know what to do with it. Probably it would just be in my account. But now I have multiple businesses. So that if it comes, I have the capacity to know how to fix it. You must learn to start small. This might help you. Have you ever wondered how I started my fish business? This will help you. I want you to be blessed by this. A land, a vision was built. The back of the vision, there is nothing there. The man planned to use it for gas plant, and I have to just find a way to negotiate with the man, and it was given to me free. I had about 200,000 naira in my pocket. I got a fish pond, did it for 60,000, did one again for 60,000, that's the 120, bought fish for 6,000. I didn't even think of the food the fish will eat. In my own understanding, I thought fish business was just fish, we just be drinking water. How many of you thought when you were growing up, you believe fish just eat, they don't eat food, they drink only water? Thank you. That was my thought. So after I built the first pond, the master explained to me, he said, you will need fish, you will need this, you will need feeding. Feeding is this, they have local and everything. That's how I started. And as I speak to you, I have about 10 ponds. Started with two. You must start somewhere. You must start somewhere. You must start what? Somewhere. So that God will see where he has to put his effort on. But if you don't start somewhere, God will not see where he ought to put his effort on. So that is why many Christians fail in their career. Some Christians don't know what they call pitch. Call them to pitch an investment. Oh, sorry, you have a business? Yes. Can you tell me how? How much do you make per day in your business? You know, my business, for my business now, like my business now. Like, I know, it's your business. He's not talking about his own. You are for my business now, like for my business, if I buy, like for example now, if I you are not me, I won't invest one naira with you. Oh, sorry, how much do you make in business? Oh, roughly, I make roughly about 1,600 to 1,800 daily. Of course, there are some days you make more. But that is an average of yourself. After 1 month, you check how much you make per day, then you divide it by that 30 days or 31 days to know the average you are making per day. So, how much do you invest in the business? About 50,000 naira. And you're making how much? 1,800. How much is the profit in the business? And probably 200 naira. Is that including transportation? No, that's outside of transportation. The profit that I make is 200 naira. So you make profit of 200 naira per day. Yes, I can invest in your business because I've seen that you have wisdom. Okay, what if I inject? How much do you have as capital? Total capital? Start with 50,000. So what if I inject 50,000 into your business? Will it help? Oh, it will help. Which means if I put 50,000 naira more, you should be making about roughly 400 naira per day as profit. So if I give you 200,000, are you seeing how much you are making? Okay, I'm going to invest in your business. What do I get back in return? You don't even know what they call shares. We don't study. The only thing you do is yabomba mbobo. If you do yabomba mbobo and every time you don't work hard, you will die of hunger. Faith without work is dead. After the yabomba, you work hard. I'm teaching you what will bless you as a human being. Churches must raise men. You have been taught that men will favor you. Men will favor you. It's not when you are walking on the road, the man will just jam you and favor you. It can work like that, but have a place where favor can come to you daily. You must not be walking on the road and jamming favor. Have a place where favor can locate you. Then while you are walking, you can still jam favor. That is why many Christians fell in their career. They are spiritual, which is beautiful, but they don't know anything about investment. Do you know you can make money even without having your own personal business? They're what they call affiliate marketing. How many of you know about affiliate marketing? Affiliate marketing. You can even come to someone's shop now. I say, so, oh, wow, ma, you sell this? You sell shoes? Say, yes, I sell shoes. So, okay, how much is this shoe? 5,000. Hey, how much is this one? 7,000. Okay, ma, I'll get people. If you go to Onitsha, that is what people do. A young man wakes up in the morning, have no shop, just goes to Onitsha market and comes back home with not less than 50 to 30,000. I say, okay, you get shop? Say, no. What do you do? I have slave for people. So when he comes, they will go outside the road and say, okay, one day, what do you want to buy? You want to buy a shoe? You say, yeah. Say, well, so follow me. More go to our shop. You are going. You say, this is your shop, foul. You say, now just here. 5 minutes more. Now just here. 5 minutes again. They bring you to the shop, and after they are done selling, they give them their cut. And until he saves enough money to buy his own shop, he starts his business. When you see men that have made it, what do you tell them? Lay hand on you? No. Ask them, how did they make it? Sometimes you don't need to be paid. Meet people who have succeeded in that kind of life genuinely. Meet them, serve them. If it will serve them for 6 months, serve them. Understand the principle and the idea they use that govern the business that they are running. When you are going, they will not give you any money. They will say thank you. You are the one to tell them thank you for learning from them. But nobody wants serve. Sometimes you can serve someone. Every time he's sending you, buy pure water, buy this one, buy this one. You are angry that every time he's just sending, he's not teaching you. That sending he's sending you is teaching you. You know what he's doing you? He's telling you to be humble. The reason why you can't enter certain houses is because you don't know how to bend. Back in the olden days, doors are not always big. Any house you want to enter, you must bend to enter. It's a sign of humility. But when men begin to grow pride, they begin to build big doors. So you cannot enter like this. In the olden days, inside the house will be big, but that door you used to enter,
You must bend to enter. It's a sign of respect. If you don't bend, you will hit your head for that place. You don't know why. Teach you to bend. Have you ever wondered why, if you want to harvest yam, you have to bend down to harvest it? Anytime you want to do anything that has to do with harvest, you bend. If you don't bend, if you don't humble yourself and bend, you will not reap from it. You are respecting the soil and bending to hearken to what he's saying. Because that soil is what will feed you. Praise the Lord Jesus. I don't know if we are learning from what I'm saying. So this is one of the reasons why many Christians fell. One of the reasons why many Christians fell. They don't plan themselves. As a Christian now, as a young man, as a minister, as a student, when I was in school, there were some people that while in school were selling things in school. They don't have a shop. They always say, "Ah, what do you want?" You say, "Nah, I need this phone." "Which kind of phone be that?" "Samsung." "Samsung waiting." You call the name. Say, "Ah, make call. They will just make call. It's not stealing, no. They will call the people that are selling it in Lagos. I say, "So do you have this phone?" Say, "Sam was 60,000. "Say, "Ah, okay, nah." Say, "Okay, now nah, I want to sell them. How much now? Nah? Give me better price." Say, "Last price, 5,000. Then he will tell you 60,000. And if you call, it will still be 60,000. But they are selling to him at a cheaper rate because he's a reseller. And he makes his 5,000 naira. So he doesn't need pocket money. The only thing the parent pays him is money for his school fee. The pocket money is okay. He feeds himself. I've seen students while in school that their job is to polish other students' shoe. While they are in school, people will bring shoe. If you want to polish shoe, you say, "Go to that his room. He's the one that polishes." You keep your shoe. He stays at night. He doesn't have time to be doing, "Hey, my love, I love you. Kiss me. Tell me you love me." Aran nonsense. He wants to be useful. And he's polishing that shoe. You look at him as a maid that polishes your shoe. He trains himself throughout the whole school. Comes out becoming very great. One day you walk into a shop and you are picking shoes, and he comes and he sees your ingredient. He says, "Ah, you came here to buy it." You say, "Oh no, this is one of my shops." As he's polishing the shoe, he is knowing what makes that shoe tick. There are some people, while in school, they wash clothes for other students. You don't know. I saw them. And I was marveled at how they were. Some students while in university have laundry. They didn't start it by opening a shop. They started by washing by themselves. They grew from that business into opening a particular shop. Laundry, they wash clothes for people. Dry cleaner, they do it for people. Some people were so desperate that they come to your door and knock. "Ah, Oga, you get clothes? I'll wash clothes for you. You get clothes for?" I've seen people that come to compound where there are many cars. They will come, say, "Sir, please, I want to. Can I wash your car?" You say, "Okay, how much are you charging?" "Ah, so 500 naira for car wash now." And when you check, if you go out to wash your car, it's 1,000. So it's okay, go and wash it. And from there, from washing, before they know, most of them became drivers in the house. I've seen it. God bless me. God bless me. It's not when you stay in the house. Hey, bam, 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 bam. It's not a car you are starting. While you pray and you study, work hard. Trek to your shoe sole peels. Now people can't trek anymore. Now so the sun is so hot. So hot. Damn, it's hot. It's hot. You've not traveled anywhere around this country. You are saying it's hot, it's hot, it's hot. Suffer now so that tomorrow you will be great. Pay the price. Pay what? Tell your neighbor, do what? Don't laugh about what I'm telling you. I'm telling you the secret of how men can grow here. If you're not being blessed, there are people watching me all over the world that are being blessed by this. In that village where you are, in that town where you are, what are people lacking in that community? Find a solution, solve it.
I came to Nibo. I was asking if there's a, there is a fish farm, but very far. I started my own fish farm business. I came, there was nobody doing barbecue. I started my barbecue. Others are now doing barbecue. It's not easy to establish it. Sometimes you will fail, but you keep trying. There was no shawarma joint. I started shawarma joint. Sometimes you will fail, but it doesn't mean that the idea is dead. You keep building it. You will never start a business and it just succeed immediately. There are times it's so fun. There are times it's so painful. But perseverance, long suffering, endurance, that is what makes you great. When you start a particular thing and you fail in it and you give up, you are weak from the beginning. By now, you should be sketching your future. Man of God, I'm still under my father's house. My father is still providing for me. I don't have any particular idea. Now, sketch your future now. While you are still saying, mommy, thank you, my daddy, thanks, sir. Sketch the future. Sketch your tomorrow. What do you want to be? Study those men that have that greatness in them. But make sure you have highest balance, because in all things, seek first the kingdom. Anything that takes you away from the kingdom, let me tell you, even if you are wealthy here, you'll be poor in the spirit. My uncle, my uncle does every kind of business that is genuine. My uncle is the only person that can supply you something that he has not seen in his life. He was telling me how he was supplying book. Yesterday he was talking to me. He said, I just got an order for book, millions. I said, uncle, do you have a bookshop? He said, no, now you don't need to have a bookshop now. He got the contract from the school where he supplied computer, supplied them over 1,000 computer. So they said they were looking there. They want to know whether if he supplies book. He said, yes, he supplies book. Me, I was shocked because I know he doesn't have a bookshop. So that I was like, uncle, you don't have a bookshop. He said, no, he doesn't need to. He will contact who does it. So he called the man. He said, how much you supply this particular textbook for this school? The man said, 7,700. He said, 8,800. He said, no. He said, no. You supplied at the price of 7,700. The man said, ah. He said, no, 7,700. How many copies? About 500,000 copies. Check it, 109 times 500,000. Are you seeing how much he's making? Is he the one to travel and buy it? No, his own is just to sit down. They pay the money into his account. He pays the person, you deliver. He doesn't even need to see the book. He's a middleman. You talk about intercessor, mediator. Learn it even in business. Be a mediator in the business. A man has a business. You have an eye. Some people don't think. The reason why most Christians fail is that they don't think. Oh, sir. Oh, sir. You used to have cold drinks. Wow, that is so nice. Ah, I like it though. You have cold drinks. How regular do you have cold drinks? Always. How many Pepsi Coke or Pepsi bottle do you sell a day? About 20. Ah, okay. My area don't have this thing. Sir, do you also have cooler? No. Sir, I can help you upsells. All I need is every month you give me 10,000 naira. How can I help myself? Every single day, I'm sure I will sell at least 10 drinks for you. Just like that. Yes, all I need is to just buy cooler and give me the 10 drinks. And the person buys and you carry it. Can push in wheelbarrow. Once it's done, you see, you're not, the only effort you're spending is yourself. Ideas to make money. People are lazy to make the money. And the end of the day, blame God. God, when? God has blessed people. I'm giving you, some of you here now are getting ideas of what to do. When God has blessed you, bless others with the same idea. In Jesus' name. I want you to pray a prayer. Say, Father, open my eyes to see your blessings. Just say, Father, open my eyes to see your blessings. Father, open my eyes to see your blessings. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see your blessings. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see your blessings. Shakala beredosi prelesita. Shakala be navarakos.
Father, open my eyes to see your blessings, Lord. Open my eyes to see your blessings, O Lord. Open my eyes to see your blessings, O Lord. Open my eyes to see your blessings, O Lord. Shakala Merenosita. Shatata.